Commissioner, wanted to start with a presentation or a meeting that you held or was held in conjunction with the town of Acton regarding some nuclear reactors, if I understand. Tell us about what this was.
That's right. You know, we have TerraPower, the Natrium nuclear reactor that's planned for South Lincoln County for the Kemmer area. That is a substantial project, and we are still very much part of that and supportive of that. But recent information on another advanced nuclear technology that is quite a ways into the regulatory process that I think is going to have some promise. It's a company called Oklo, and, you know, a 15 megawatts would be a small advanced nuclear reactor, but could power up to 10 to 15,000 homes. You think about that as it pertains to Lincoln County. A couple of those reactors or a reactor could make a difference if they can get some power sale agreement with a local co-op or with Rocky Mountain Power on the other end of the county. So we're keeping an eye on that particular concept that we visited with folks a couple weeks ago, and then the town of Afton had a visit with them as well, and we listened in on that.
So just so I understand, the options are to put a reactor of this size in Lincoln County somewhere to provide local power. Am I understanding that correctly?
Sure. They can be placed where you need the power, as opposed to having to do a lot of transmission lines. You can do it on an acre of ground. And so, I see as this develops, and you have the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that would still be obviously involved in that, but they're into that process a ways. And what we find is nuclear fuel usually can only extract about 5% of the fuel, the energy. Then there's some nuclear waste, and you have 95% of the fuel still available. It's just a matter of how you extract that. And these small reactors, small footprint, have thousands less parts to be regulated, but still can make the power available where they need it and then enter into the grid. So, you know, I'm not saying it's premature. I'm just learning more about it, but I was very pleased to hear about it, and it does not compete with TerraPower. We can continue to look at both, support both concepts, and just see where they go. So it's new and young in my mind. I just was exposed to it in the last couple of weeks, but I think could be good for the county.
Okay. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Hansen in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, let's talk more about the energy sector and what's going on in Lincoln County. Of course, we talked about new industries coming, but just to talk about the industries already here, the coal mine and the coal-fired power plants and what's happening there. My understanding is that even though the power plant is still scheduled to be retired as a coal plant in the future, there's still some discussions taking place, and that's not quite a done deal yet, right?
That is correct. In fact, we have a little bit of new information. I'm not going to put out a bulletin, but I'm going to try and touch on it just a little bit about some things that we know a little bit about regarding that. But it wasn't many years ago when there was a real concern, and it's been prevailing for a number of years regarding the power plant being retired and the effect that it have on Kemmer operations on the coal mine. Now, as I understand it recently, that the PSC, that there's an application right there to maybe delay that retirement of a couple of those units. Two of them are coal-fired, one of them's natural gas-fired, and that they may be extended a little bit. We hope they don't become peakers, meaning that they're just used for making sure that they can provide power when it's really high demand for that. But if it's extended a year or two or 3 years, in my mind, that's a good thing for Lincoln County. And if they potentially change some things over to natural gas, that remains to be seen. I don't know that I'm going to speak to that as much as we'll have to see whether that's good for the coal mine, whether it's good for mineral severance, and those types of things.
Well, and there's a gap of a year or two, right, from the time that the nuclear facility goes online and it's a year or two after the current schedule for Naughton to be retired. So delaying that would certainly be a huge deal.
You make an excellent point, Duke, and I think that it will help because we're looking at 2028 for TerraPower for the Natrium reactor to come online. As things move and progress towards that and they get it built. But you're right, the more that gap's closed, I think the better off we are in Lincoln County. As you know, Commissioner King, Commissioner Harmon, myself, we are interested in jobs. We are interested and supportive of people in Lincoln County that are providing for their families and working to make this county run. And be a great place to live. We really think we are an employer of choice, and we believe that we're a county of choice for people to live in, great quality of life.
Well, Commissioner, we've talked about some of the other coal-based industries that are looking at South Lincoln County, Tri-Site being one of the big ones coming. What's the latest there? Is that still moving forward?
Definitely, it is. And I just maybe preface that with, it's amazing what can be accomplished when you don't care who gets the credit. Just because I talk about it doesn't mean that I or we as commission are taking credit per se, but there are, we could probably go to a meeting or two every day with what's going on in this county, and we do go to a lot, I'll tell you, and that's okay. But I'll just tell you that there are some fine people working for the benefit of our communities and our county. Tri-Site, you mentioned that. It's taking coal, taking it to products. Maybe in some instances, pulverizing, grinding coal down and burning it may, in some people's mind, may be the least effective way to utilize coal. It works, though, for powering power plants, but in this day and age, we do have tremendous pressure on some folks for climate change and some concerns about that. So as we continue to work through that and powering, electrifying our communities and our nation, that's important. But there's a company called Tri-Site that has broken ground near Kemmer on about 134 acres of ground. And the idea is that they're going to take coal and refine it into products. So we'll see which products, but potentially carbon fiber, carbon black. We're enthused about some additional products that they've come up with regarding humate, soil conditioner or fertilizer, folic acid, and then also products for cosmetics, for antioxidant, anti-aging, exfoliation. We think that'll be significant as they continue to refine coal. And you think, well, why would I want to put coal on my face? You know, and some people probably say, well, you know, it'd help my looks, but
a lot of coal miners are thinking it's not keeping me young, I'll tell you that.
That's right. This company really sees coal as nature's pantry.
Sure.
As you can break that down and process it and refine it, there are a lot of things. Picture this. A sugar substitute made from coal. White is what you'd imagine sugar to be. Xylitol, it's just a matter of how they use carbon and hydrogen and oxygen and in the amounts of molecules there. I tasted some last week and I'm going, I told Jenny about it and she's going, how does that work? So I just got an extensive education on how you make sugar substitute out of coal, and I think it's amazing.
Wow.
We're enthused about where Tri-Site is headed.